Visuals can greatly enhance a sermon when someone else is in charge of the projection. That's our key sentence for today's SermonCoach.com podcast. We welcome you. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the Executive Director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, is it customary for you to use visuals when you preach?
It hasn't been, Dean, and I don't know why that is, because recently I've seen them used very effectively by different preachers. I remember one preacher talking about, and he used an illustration of a dentist, and it didn't catch me until he put a visual of a guy getting a shot of Novocaine, and when that needle going into that guy's lip, his gum, all of a sudden, I mean, you felt what he was talking about. And I thought that was very effective, what that person did. I also had a very interesting experience when I listened to a Hispanic gentleman preach, and it was hard because he had an accent to catch what he was saying all the time, but he was using a long section of scripture from Isaiah. And when he projected that scripture and read it, he did very well with that, and I was able to follow it, and I thought that visual really enhanced what he was saying, and it even made me appreciate the words as I listened to the accent, which was different. So I thought that was very, very helpful. And I thought to myself, you know, I've gone out and preached at different places here, and I haven't used visuals that much, and I need to rethink this. Part of it is when you're the outsider coming in, it's a little bit of an extra job, but this is an excuse to get the people there, if they're not used to visuals, to have you use visuals as such. I couldn't use visuals when I was on radio. You know, every day you can't say, here's a very beautiful picture of what I'm talking about. You just have to use words. And I think I got into the habit of not using visuals. And when I got on television, one question I asked was, how do I end this telecast? And there were five a week for over 2 years. And I did this every time. I said, how do I end it with a visual? So I would take something with me. I would hold it in my hands and the camera would come in on that. And that visual was a very helpful thing to me then. I haven't done television since 1995. So that's almost, well, that's, you know, 17, 18, 19 years ago now. So when I go out, I don't take a visual because you can't come in on it with a television camera in most churches, so if you hold up a little thing, they can't see it anyway. I found myself re-challenged to say, visuals can be very helpful, and how do I use them more? And I've thought about that, and next time I go out and preach, which will be, I'm two times in the next 2 weeks, I will use visuals both times, just because that's a good thing to do, and because it's something I'm rethinking once again in terms of my own ministry.
What kinds of things would you project?
Well, we talk about this a lot. I certainly would project my key sentence. I think it would be foolish not to do that. And I think that would be very helpful because sometimes you say, let me give you in a sentence what I'm saying. And that's extremely helpful. But I think I could do it verbally and then I could do it a second time verbally, which many times I do. I'm not sure you got it yet. Let me show it to you. And then you show your key sentence. And I think that's a good thing. I have two friends who are very fine photographers, and they have said to me, and I've done this in the past, let us see your sermons before you go out and let us shoot some pictures, and then you can choose what you want to use. And I mean, that's a wonderful gift for somebody to give you, and I would utilize them. I think I would use scripture sections, just like this gentleman did who was Hispanic, and I would find that helpful because a lot of people don't bring their Bibles. Let me show you this passage is from 2 Thessalonians, whatever you know, and to me, that's good. I don't think a huge number of visuals is a good idea because after a while they become distractive rather than helpful, but I would certainly do these. I remember years ago when I first started ministry, I found that if I used visuals in the class I was teaching, it enhanced things. Back then, you didn't have the options that you have now, but I remember one of the class members, I said to her, she was a very good artist, would you make 3 different posters for me? And it was on 1 Peter 5 about Satan going around like a hungry roaring lion. And I called my message then, which was really a Sunday school lesson, In the Teeth of Temptation. And there was a big lion, and when I pulled his mouth open, it said, intermingled with his teeth, In the Teeth of Temptation. That resonated well. I had an illustration for the second part of the sermon, and I used that poster, and I'm thinking, man alive, that was very effective. And I don't know why I haven't done more, but you don't have to get somebody to do the posters like I did because of all the different gizmos we have that make it so much easier now. But why I got out of the habit of it, I don't know. I wasn't that often going out, and I was doing what I was doing in radio television. When I go to one of these places, because it's a college and they have produced plays on our Tales of the Kingdom thing, and they've invited us to come as speakers, I will use visuals from Tales of the Kingdom because we have a new artist, and I can take those full-color things right out of the book and show them on the screen, which greatly enhance what is being said. So that's the kind of things that I'm thinking. I think probably as I go through my checklist of things that I put in the sermons, one of the things I'll put in there, could I use a visual? Visuals can be distracting, but they can also be very enhancing. And I think the question is, how well do you use them? You can overuse them, you can underuse them, you can not use them at all. I think that to use visuals effectively, you probably have to be working on a sermon 1 or 2 weeks ahead of time so that you're not doing last-minute stuff. But yeah, I personally feel like, wow, I've been missing out here. So I'm kind of getting myself current once again with the use of visuals.
Just a couple of comments that occurred to me. When we teach people who are going to be working in adult education, we talk to them about using PowerPoint because that's very, very popular now.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we teach them is don't leave your visual up on the screen any longer than is necessary to make your point. And the next question is, well, then what do I put on the screen in between? And the answer is you make the screen go dark. A lot of people don't realize that there is a button on the computer keyboard in PowerPoint that will cause the screen to go black. It'll turn the projector off. Off the top of my head, I seem to recall it's the B key on the keyboard. And so you simply tell your projectionist or whoever's doing that, when I get to this point in my talk or my sermon, just black the screen out. And that makes the visuals even more effective because they are only up there for the time you need them. And the rest of the time, the focus comes back on you. In presentations, there's a thing called creating a split presentation where you give people two places to go with their eyes. And it's far less effective if they cannot see both you and the visual at the same time. So, for example, we teach speakers that are using PowerPoint all the time to stand near the screen so that when people look, they see the speaker and the screen right next to the speaker. If the speaker's across the room at a podium or down front or something else, that creates a split presentation. And that's very distracting to some people. One other thought is that poorly done visuals, leave them out. If you can't do the visuals well, don't do them, because the poorly done visual will create a real distraction to getting your point.
I'll tell you what else distracts, and this is something I would never do, is trying to do the thing yourself. I've seen speakers who try to do it, and then, oops, went the wrong way. Then they back up, and then you'll see like 4 or 5 slides, and pretty soon you've forgotten what they're talking about because you're empathizing with the terrible thing that's going on. And also, you know, it's just one of those times that's not good. What I've found with the ones that I was talking about earlier, they had someone else run the visual part of it. And how did that person know when to come up with the visual? Well, I was kind of curious about that because it went so smoothly. And then I went and I said, how did you know? And they showed me the whole sermon was manuscripted, which I always do. I manuscript my sermons, you know, but those people presented those sermons. I didn't think they were manuscripted, but they were. And either they had memorized their manuscript or they were so used to what was being said. And when they hit the scripture, bang, it was even up there almost a second before they started. He said, let me take you to scripture. And it was already up there. And then they would read it off and then it would disappear. And I thought to myself, that second person is really a huge help. And that's what we need. So I don't have to even think about it. But I thought, man alive, I manuscript everything. That this is a piece of cake for me. You know, why am I missing out on this?
Yeah, someone who uses visuals a lot, and particularly if they're making the same presentation over and over again, they can become pretty good at handling the visuals themselves. But with an ever-changing environment that you would have in preaching a sermon, it's much more difficult and much better if you do have someone assisting you with all of the technical aspects of the service. And of course, in larger churches where that's the norm, they do have technical crews that help you out and make it an effective way of communicating. What we're saying for today's podcast is visuals can greatly enhance a sermon when someone else is in charge of the projection. We encourage pastors, as you think about creating a sermon, think about a way, even simple way, in your congregation of presenting a visual. For example, David, in a smaller church, the kind of object lesson that you did on television If it's a smaller congregation and you have something to hold in your hand, that could work very well.
Of course it could, yes.
So this is not something limited to a large church where they have lots of technical equipment and so on. It's the idea of building how-to illustrations into your sermon with the effective use of visual, or using visuals to enhance the presentation of scripture or other elements that will make your sermon more effective. Visuals can greatly enhance a sermon when someone else is in charge of the projection. Thank you for joining us for our time together. You've found our SermonCoach.com podcast on our website, SermonCoach.com. That's sermon-coach.com. We invite you to browse through the rest of our website. We have resources there to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. And we invite you to join us for our next SermonCoach.com podcast.